Moncrief on News Talk.
The former Love Island contestant turned boxer Tommy Fury recently revealed an unusual diet regime. He said that when his partner, former Love Island contestant Molly Mae Haig, gave birth, he drank her breast milk. He claims his arms doubled in size as a result. Michelle Butler has never been on Love Island, but is a qualified dietitian. Afternoon, Michelle.
Good afternoon.
What's in breast milk? Say, if you compare breast milk to cow's milk, what are the differences there?
Well, I think the difference is the composition of breast milk really is 87% water. It's only 1% protein. So if we're looking at the protein composition, I'd say cow's milk has up to four times that of breast milk.
So if you were to increase or want to increase your muscle mass, then breast milk wouldn't be the way to go.
No, absolutely not.
And but it would be full of kind of specific things that a baby needs.
Absolutely. So, yeah, as I said, it's 87% water. It's got some carbohydrates in there, mainly in the form of lactose, fat, and then a relatively small amount of protein. But I suppose what makes it really fascinating is, what else is in there? The antibodies, lactoferrin, enzymes, all of the hormones. But all of these are specifically, designed for a growing infant.
Yes.
Not a grown adult.
Well, no, and there's a huge, certainly in the first few days, is a hugely important part in building up the baby's immune system with breast milk. I'm surprised, actually, there's so little protein in it, because I thought part of the aim was to kind of fatten the baby up.
Well, absolutely. And obviously, yeah, your essential fats are, in high volumes in breast milk. But yeah, the protein, there's more than just protein, though, with growing infants. So, as I said, you've got your carbohydrates for energy, you've got all of your hormones, your antibodies, so there's a lot more than just the protein value.
Yeah, okay. And so, but it wouldn't do an adult any harm, or is it just a kind of a neutral thing?
Well, yeah, I think, you could. I'm just surprised because, as a mum of three, I breastfed all of my own children, and, at the established stage, you're producing around 750, between 750 and a litre of breast milk a day. So if a grown adult was to consume any of the, say, a 250 ml glass, that's a third of the baby's requirements. So it's very special, precious stuff. I don't know how you would have any extra to spare.
Yeah, absolutely. Unless you were kind of buying it on the black market or something, I don't know how it would do. And would there be, so again, if you compare cow's milk to breast milk, for an adult, are there any health benefits at all in breast milk?
Well, there is for the infant, but no, there's no, absolutely no evidence there for a grown adult. No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Breast milk only, because, I occasionally hear things like if they have a rash, dab a bit of breast milk on it and those kinds of things. Is there anything to those ideas?
Oh, well, look, I know the evidence, obviously everything is targeted for the growing infant. We talked about the hormones, you had mentioned there about the different stages, and it's important, you start off with your colostrum in the first few days. And this is particularly rich in kind of the immune and development components, your IgA, your lactoferrin. Then after kind of day five, you move into the transitional milk. And this is where the volume starts to rise. So even in the first, 1 to 5 days, you might only be making the mother about 10 mils a day, that kind of thing. And then you go up to your, 750 mils into your mature stage after 2 weeks. So the composition, adapts over time, and even, by feed as well. Sometimes what the mother consumes dietary, that can also impact on the profile and also the taste.
Oh, really?
So
how would it influence the taste? And perhaps any mothers listening right now, are there foods they should avoid that, like, the baby will go, oh, cripey, been eating garlic again?
Well, so the mum's diet can influence certain nutrients in breast milk, particularly the types of fats and vitamins, but not necessarily the protein. They can't consume lots of protein and then, think that you're going to produce a high protein milk. In terms of the flavour, you know, it's more aromatic compounds from foods. It isn't necessarily the same flavour every day. Some flavour compounds from foods that mummies can appear in the milk. So babies actually can get subtle tastes of family diet before they even start solid foods, and that's very important.
Right, okay, so maybe if you're eating a lot of vegetables, it might stand you in later life when, you know, they're toddlers and they're thinking about refusing food, they might already have a memory of that.
Yeah, absolutely, like certainly things like your brassica, you know, your cruciferous vegetables, broccoli is always ones that babies when they start out can tend to reject, or even the other things like your garlic, your spices, all of those aromatics are really, really good to get into your diet so that your child would be more accepting, you know, of them when they start to consume or wean.
Yeah. Now, so it's medically impossible that Tommy Fury's arms doubled in size from drinking breast milk, and he doesn't even say how much breast milk he drank.
Yeah. I only had a chance just to look at that, and it sounded like he just had a sip from the fridge.
Yeah.
So unfortunately for Tommy, I don't think we can give the breast milk the credit for his biceps. You know, I think it was probably more his training regime. I'd imagine he was consuming, you know, excessive amounts of protein as well. As I said, for a 250 ml glass of mature breast milk, you're probably only going to get between 2 and 2.5 grams of protein versus, you know, a cow's milk or even a very high protein soy drink, you'll get between 7 and 9.
Mm.
So I seriously doubt it was anything to do with the breast milk that he may have consumed.
Yeah, I wonder what his baby will think of that when it gets a bit older.
I don't know. What next? What next? I don't know.
Michelle Butler is a dietitian at Good For You. Michelle, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.